This is Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith-Needham here with our film guru, Casey T. Allen. Hi, Casey.
Hello, Shalane.
And a lot of people are talking about this movie that, as of 2 days ago, has made just under $300 million, worldwide $858 million. I can't wait to hear what you have to say about Spider-Man Far From Home.
First of all, let me just say, I saw the latest Marvel superhero movie, Spider-Man Far From Home. It was fun, but the formula is painfully familiar and predictable. Thankfully, I saw a different movie, as well as Spider-Man, and that's what I'm going to talk about today.
All right.
The Guilty offers a story that is absorbing, inventive, and unpredictable. First released in October 2018, The Guilty is now available through your personal movie viewing platform. A police officer in Denmark working a shift as an emergency phone line operator is swept into a chase for survival when he answers the call of a kidnapped woman. The brilliance of this film is its use of carefully crafted dialogue and patient editing with the entire story unfolding over the phone. Multiple phone calls, harried conversations, and fatal twists transform this police officer from a bored desk jockey to a helpless man desperate to prove himself an efficient yet flawed savior. Even though the whole film is physically set in a boring office and focused almost entirely on this one man, the use of dialogue over the phone forces you to use your imagination. Thank goodness for contemporary foreign films that are brave enough to explore different kinds of storytelling.
A little bit of a twist in today's movie review, just a so-so on Spider-Man, but you loved The Guilty.
Yes. I don't know if fun is the right word, but it was really captivating.
What's coming out this weekend?
Can you feel the love tonight?
I sure can. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure.